And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary is more concerned over Larry's apparent interest in the beautiful Claudia Vincent than she is ready to admit. Although she has indicated her displeasure to some extent ever since Larry invited Claudia to stay at her home in Rosehaven, Long Island. And these past few days, when Larry has spent practically all of his spare time with Claudia, Mary is even more distressed. But right now, Mary has no way of knowing that Claudia and Larry are sitting in the living room of Harold Ramsey's New York apartment. Claudia has just finished reading aloud through a scene of the play that Ramsey has produced and in which Larry is the star. After several anxious moments, Harold Ramsey finally speaks.
That's very good, Miss Vincent.
You really mean that, Mr. Ramsey? Do you honestly?
Certainly I mean it. I never compliment anyone unless I mean it.
Didn't I tell you, Harold? Didn't I promise you that Claudia would be perfect for Sheila's part?
Yes, Larry, you did. You most certainly did. If you hadn't insisted on this reading tonight, it would never have taken place. You may as well know that, Miss Vincent.
Oh, I do, Mr. Ramsey. Larry's been so wonderful to take an interest in me. Why, no matter what happens from now on, I'll never forget his help and his encouragement.
You shouldn't.
All that is unimportant, Harold. What about the part? Are you going to give Claudia the chance, now that you know she's perfect for it, or not?
You know that I never make snap decisions, Larry.
Well, what do you mean, snap decisions? You've heard Claudia read the part for the past hour and a half. You've just finished saying she's very good.
Yes, that's quite true, but this is a serious matter.
But, Harold...
You've been very emphatic in your praise of Miss Vincent. And as far as I can see, Larry, your point of view is entirely justified.
Well, then...
At the same time, if I release Sheila from her contract and allow her to marry this young man of hers and sail for Europe, I may be disrupting the smooth, settled performance that's been pulling people into the theater.
I don't see that at all. Why keep Sheila on in the part when you know she's dying to be released? You know darn well her heart won't be in the play. Her work is bound to suffer, even though she'll do her best to keep it right.
Everything you say is perfectly possible, Larry, but all the same, I am not prepared to make a decision tonight. I have to have time to think about it. Perhaps even to discuss it with some of the other people who are responsible for the play's success.
What others do you mean?
Well, there's our principal backer, for example. Don't you think he ought to be advised of any impending change?
Our backer?
Yes. Rupert Barlow.
Oh, no. No, not Rupert. Why, you can't say anything about this to Rupert. Larry, you've got to make that clear or there isn't a chance for me at all.
Well, what do you mean, Miss Vincent? Why are you so concerned about Rupert Barlow? Weren't you told that he's our principal backer?
Yes, but I didn't think when Larry offered to help me that Rupert would have to give his permission.
He doesn't. There's no reason why I should be consulted, as long as the play continues to pay a fat royalty.
Quite right, Larry, but on the other hand, is there any reason why he shouldn't be consulted?
Only that Barlow wouldn't give a fair decision.
And why not, may I ask?
For one thing, he doesn't know anything about talent, or about plays either.
He knew enough to put his money into this play, at your wife's suggestion, if I remember correctly.
That was different, Harold.
I'm not so sure.
Mr. Ramsey, you said that I read the part well. Well, I know I could do it. I'm just absolutely sure that I could make a success of it if you'd give me the chance. Particularly since I'd be playing opposite Larry. Why, that would give me all the lift, all the assurance I need. And, well, you'll never know just what it means to me.
I should imagine it's the same with every actress trying out for her first big role. I understand your attitude perfectly, Miss Vincent. I've been connected to the theater for many years, and I've had to become very callous to all personal appeals.
Then you don't think that I'm good enough for the part?
Oh, my dear young lady, I haven't said anything of the kind. I only said that I wouldn't make a final decision here and now. I must think about it.
Well, then there's still a chance that...
It all depends.
Oh.
Come on, Claudia. There's nothing to be accomplished by waiting any longer. Thanks for giving Claudia a chance to read, Harold. I hope when you've thought about it a little more, you'll let her play the part.
I'll let you know very soon.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ramsey. Just one thing. Could you please not say anything to Rupert Barlow?
I could answer that better if you tell me why you're so anxious to keep the information from him.
It's a personal reason, Mr. Ramsey. I just can't explain it. But I know that it would be so much better if you didn't say anything.
Claudia's right, Harold. If word of this got to Rupert, he'd try to veto it right away. And for no good reason. You don't know the man the way I do. He's a mean guy. He's never had to work for anything in his life, and he doesn't know how to give anybody else a break.
I wonder if your attitude isn't a little colored by personal prejudice, Larry.
What do you mean?
Hasn't Rupert Barlow caused you a certain amount of anxiety? Certainly there's been enough gossip connecting him with your family.
That has nothing to do with the present question, Harold. I believe that Claudia Vincent could handle Sheila's part perfectly. I'd like to see her in the play. That's all I can say. Now it's up to you to decide what you want to do. And we'd better be on our way. It's late enough now, and we have a long drive back to my home in Rosehaven.
Whatever you say, Larry. Let me see you to the door. Does Miss Vincent live on Long Island, too?
Why, yes. Well, that is, Larry was good enough to invite me to stay at his home for the present.
Oh, I see.
It's been a lot easier that way, Harold. We could work together, you know.
Yes, of course.
Well, I do hope you'll decide to give me a chance. Good night, Mr. Ramsey, and well, thank you again.
Not at all. A pleasure. Good night, Miss Vincent. Good night, Larry.
Good night, Harold. You'll let me know as soon as you decide.
I'll let you know.
Fine. Night.
Meantime, in the living room of her home in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary and her friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, are talking.
Well, I thought you said you wouldn't sit up tonight to wait for Larry.
I'm not waiting up for him, Maud. It's just that I don't feel very tired.
I see. Well, I was surprised that Rupert Barlow left here so early tonight.
Why should you be surprised?
Oh, I rather expected him to linger a bit, Mary, particularly when he found you all by yourself.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm afraid I wasn't very good company. In fact, I practically told him that I had to be alone.
Well, really? You didn't find his company so delightful, after all? Even though you are so angry at Larry and Claudia?
Why, Martin Marlowe, that has nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. I called Rupert the other day because I wanted to ask him something.
Yes, I know, dear. You told me. You wanted to ask him for the papers he took from Larry as security.
Yes.
And did he bring them to you?
Yes, he did, Maud. That's what made me feel so choked up. He just handed me a plain envelope, and inside was the deed to the house and Larry's insurance. Just as Larry gave them to Rupert some weeks ago.
Well, I don't see why that should be such an overwhelming favor. You know, I can't for the life of me figure out why Rupert Barlow, with all his money, should have taken those securities from Larry in the first place.
Why, you do too understand. Larry put them up as a loan. To get into some business deal, he persuaded Rupert to let him invest in.
Yes, I wonder if that's the real reason.
What do you mean?
Well, you know why Larry wanted that money, Mary. Because he wanted to send you and Larry Jr. to Bermuda for a vacation. To stop all the gossip about you and Rupert that was being spread around Rosehaven by your neighbor, Florence Baker.
Yes, Maud, I know. But it was taking a terrible risk to put up all our property on such a flimsy business deal.
How do you know how flimsy it was?
Rupert told me. He didn't want Larry to invest in the first place. But Larry insisted. And so Rupert offered to help him. It was a terrible risk from the very first.
Well, perhaps Larry thought your happiness was worth the risk.
How can you say that when you can see how he's behaving with Claudia Vincent? Maud, just look at the time, and they're not back from New York yet. What am I supposed to think, to feel?
Well, I'll admit I could wring Claudia Vincent's neck, and I could shake Larry till his teeth rattle. But, what about those papers, dear? What have you done with them?
Well, they're right there on the desk.
Well, what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to take them to the bank tomorrow and put them into our safe deposit box.
And what will you tell Larry?
I don't know. I haven't decided whether to tell him anything about this. It all depends.
On what?
On how this outrageous situation with Claudia Vincent develops.
Mary has a stubborn set to her jaw as she says this, and Maud Marlowe doesn't question her further. But we wonder just how this strange tangle will work out. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.